So starting from the A's, I'll jump in. I'm Adam Weiss. I'm Rich Weiss' son. He's my dad. Live in Philadelphia. Grew up in Randolph originally. But I work in IT, and I live about 10 minutes from my brother, so this was an easy hangout to meet all of you and say hello. And, yeah, this is wonderful.
And I'm his brother, Brandon, also son of Richard. I also live here in Philadelphia. I'm 32 years old. Adam is 29. And grew up in New Jersey. I'm married to my wife, Tracy, who's a little camera shy, but she's in the background. And I also work in technology. And thank you for organizing this, Dad. And hi, Mom.
Hi, Ira.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, great. Next, anyone else from the A to G with a question?
Yeah, I'm David Brunel, son of Ruth Ackley, early name Ruth Weiss, whose father was David Weiss, and her mother was Ray somebody you know better than, and I know that they were both beloved people, almost beyond human comprehension. I live in Western Maryland. Have a family here with a wife, Pamela, who, by the way, just published a book on Amazon, so just check it down. It's called Beloving, with her maiden name, Pamela Smith. But it's 270 pages of free verse poems and stories and 70 photographs about our life in Africa and Vietnam and back here on our farm here in Western Maryland. I'll be 84 in May. Thank the great Lord of all for great blessings in that and every other score. My careers have been many, ranging from college teaching to management consulting to the Navy to 12 years in politics and government and managing congressional campaigns and things like that. And most recent career has been 30 years in international economic development, which has taken me and our family all over the world. And a lot of years in Africa, 11 years in Vietnam, and many other countries for weeks or months at a time. I have three sons, Paul, who lives in San Rafael, California, and David and Patrick, who are here on the East Coast, one of whom does pharmaceutical company market research, so that's for another conversation. And I don't know if I left out any biggies that you asked.
No, that's fine. That's great. Perfect. Okay, others A through G.
Yeah, this is Harvey Bray.
Hey, Harvey.
Hi, Harvey.
Hi, Harvey.
Hi. Harvey.
But that's an H.
Hi, Harvey.
That's an H. I haven't done a G.
Yeah, we'll go to the H's first. I mean, we'll get to the H's next. So let's do the A through G's first. We're going by first name, Harvey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries. So there's Brenda and Dorothy and maybe some others.
This is
okay, I'm Dorothy, Dorothy Burgold. And
hi, Dorothy, Jeff.
We're Henry Burgold and Helen. And I live in the Boston area. I've been here since graduate school. And I am a social worker. I work at Mass General part-time. And I also advise graduate social work students at the Boston University School of Social Work. I have no kids. Both my sisters have passed away, Laurel, and my identical twin sister, Linda, And I have a brother named Peter, and he lives in Brooklyn. And I was with the Stecker family in San Diego this past weekend. So
wow.
I kept the Weiss connection. I was there for 4 days and came back last night.
That's nice. And Peter did email me and tell me that he has a function this evening, so he will not be able to join us, but we hope he'll join us the next time.
Who is that?
Your brother, Peter.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I will be seeing him. I saw him at Thanksgiving, and I will see him again for Christmas.
Okay. Brenda? Gordon David?
Brenda, we can't hear you. You might have mute on.
I don't think it's...
Are you on the telephone, Brenda, or are you just doing the computer?
I think she's just doing the computer because it sounds that
looks
way.
Looks like she's talking.
Yeah. No, not really. Are you on the telephone, Brenda? Are you on the telephone?
There's your computer audio.
I'm going. Can you use your telephone and dial in? Let me give you the phone number.
That's through the iPad, and you can lay down it.
I think it's up on the screen.
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to somebody else who's in the A to G range by first name, and then we'll double back to Brenda.
Yeah, this is Bob Stillman. My mom is Rhoda. I'm 59 years old. I'm in Richmond, Virginia. And my wife is Jamie, and I have two kids, Jake and Rachel. And
very
hello,
nice.
Everybody.
Thank you for joining us. Okay. Anyone else, A through G?
This is David Rhodes. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I'm talking into my computer. I am the great-grandson of David Weeks. And from his... Anything below David is known as sort of the Baptist sector family. he came to Jackson, Tennessee, married Marie Antoinette Bailey, and had eight children. And the
Brenda
one daughter,
Murphy.
Velma, is my grandmother. So we live in Memphis, Tennessee, and have two grandsons and four grandsons. I'm a retired architect, designed hospitals all my career, including several travel, not international. We're really looking forward to it.
Hey, David, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your volume may be on your computer, or somebody else's computer may have their volume on, and we're getting feedback. So if everybody could turn their volume off of their computer, we'll be able to hear everybody better.
Yeah, if you're not speaking, please mute yourself.
Hello?
Hi, Brenda.
Hi there. Okay, finally, I think we can get in.
Yes. Hold your phone closer to your...
We'll try to do the best we can.
Yeah, if you hold it closer, we can hear you better.
There, can you hear me better now?
Much better.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm here with my brother David, and we live in Harriman, Tennessee. And I heard someone... All right. Okay. David is suggest there. All right. Can you still hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. That's better. We were getting lots of feedback, and David suggested that we
I think you disconnected us.
Who are you there? Come here a minute.
Hold on a minute.
Brenda, try using the speaker on your phone.
Hello, this is Tiffany Stecker.
Hi, Tiffany. Welcome. We are introducing ourselves alphabetically by first name, and we're into the
okay.
A and G section, and then we'll be progressing shortly.
Okay.
Brenda, I think we're going to move on, and then we'll double back when you get situated. So let's go to the H to R. If your first name begins with either, from H until R. So maybe Harvey, you want to?
Sure, I'd be delighted to. Seems remarkable that, Richard, that you're retiring now. I still remember you're working in my laboratory so well.
Unbelievable. I remember it well, too.
Hey, Jeff.
I feel like I remember it because I've heard so much about it.
Okay. I'm a retired university professor. Currently, I'm running an alternative health center in Springfield, Ohio, which is right near Dayton. I'm the grandson of Lillian Weiss. My parents were Ruth and Mike. And and obviously, I know a few of you who are online, so that's absolutely wonderful. And I'm about to retire for the second time and start a third career.
Good for you.
Probably moving within the next few months, at least part-time, to, of all places, Texas.
Wow. Good luck.
It's a new adventure.
And you have three children.
I have three children. Thank you for reminding me. Daniel, Daniel, who's a chiropractor in Australia. Laura, who right now is a physician's assistant, but she's actually teaching physician's assistants on a college level at several universities. And Michael, who's our karate expert, and he runs a dojo in Columbus, South Carolina.
Great.
Columbia.
Okay, others? H
Hello?
To R.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm Harry Mandel. I don't think any of you know me. Actually, the way I kind of learned of a lot of the Weiss family is through a DNA test I took last year. Where I fit into the whole puzzle is apparently Rose Weiss, who married Akiah Mandel, that's the last name, are my great-grandparents. But there is someone I knew in the past. Now, I don't know if she's on here tonight. She's the one who told me about your family. She was high on my DNA test, Terry Weiss Gary. Turns out that her father, he's pronounced Jacques, spelled like the French way, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. Jacques Weiss was actually my parents' accountant because they had run like a convenience store business back in the 60s and 70s. I forgot about the webcam. Don't have one right now. Maybe next time. 52 years old. I've had three careers. First was in market research analysis. Then it was in IT. Right now I teach middle school math in Norwalk, Connecticut. I have two kids, an 18-year-old son, Justin, who is a freshman studying meteorology at Western Connecticut State University. And I have a daughter, Samantha, who's 16.
Very nice. Welcome.
Cool.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
There I go.
What?
I'm asking my husband, Rich, if I can go because I'm not direct lineage, but I'm a Weiss through marriage.
Sure.
So this is Iris Weiss, and I'm married to Rich. And my two sons are on screen, Brandon and Adam. I'm 63 years old, and
no.
I'm a speech therapist. What was that?
No way. Oh.
I am, believe it or not, I am. I'm a speech therapist. I've worked in schools for most of my career, but now I do telepractice speech therapy. So we are actually using my GoToMeeting account because Rich connected me to that when I decided I wanted to branch off into a different aspect of my career. And I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. And, yeah, I think that's it for me.
Great. Welcome. Others, H to R.
Yes, I'm Jeff Weiss. I'm brother of Rich, brother-in-law of Iris. I have two children, Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle is an audiologist. Scott, who works for Apple. My wife, Susan, I guess she sells Avon. And I work for a senior administrator at St. John's University.
Okay.
Great.
Hi, Uncle Jeff.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Brandon. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
Okay, so, others?
I'm Michelle Weiss.
Yep.
My parents are Susan and Jeff Weiss. Uncle Rich is my uncle. Hi, Weisses. And
oh, our camera's not working, just so you know.
Yeah, we tried. No. Sorry.
No
I'm a doctor of audiology. I live in New York, and I practice in New York in a private ENT practice.
Great. Thank you. Glad you came. Last call for H's to R.
Hi, this is Michael Stecker from Los Angeles, California. I'm 76. I'm a retired radiologist. Did my medical school at the University of Michigan and then came out to California in 1969. I did a lot of the genealogy thanks to help from others like Elizabeth Weiss, Donna Rhodes, Terry Weiss, and others, which I think you'll go over later in the telecall.
Yes. Great, great. Others, H to R? All right, now, oh, Rhoda. Rhoda Stillman is on. And Randy. We're not hearing you through the telephone.
Randy, we cannot hear you if you're speaking. I think you might be on mute.
Did you mute your phone? Maybe you can dial back in because we're not hearing you. No.
We see your video, but we cannot hear your audio.
Rhoda, are you still on the phone? Rhoda? Are you still on your telephone? We need you to call in. Only through the computer. Yeah, we need to hear you through the phone because only the phone can tape the audio. Great. Somebody
Rhoda
just got.
Stillman.
Ah, great. Rhoda, hi. Now we hear you.
Okay, good. It was so noisy, I thought I'd shut my phone off. Hi, I live in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and it was 70 degrees today, and tomorrow it may snow. You're all welcome to come and see us. I'm right off of the Chesapeake. The Chesapeake. I have the three children. I had many jobs. I retired at 78. Failed retirement a couple of times. I'm retired now at 85, finally.
Very
and,
nice.
Very busy. You're all in the middle.
Brenda Murphy.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, Brenda.
I work for the American Lung Association and Medicare and many other jobs, and I'm looking forward to talking to you all again.
Great.
Bye.
I think Brenda...
I think I'm there now. Can you hear us?
We can if you hold the phone a little closer to you.
Yep.
Safe.
There we go. Okay, David and I will share together. I'm Brenda Katz-Murphy, and this is my brother, David Katz. We live in Harriman, Tennessee, and until Terry Weiss-Deary contacted me for email, I had no idea I had any Weiss relatives. Our grandmother on our father's side was Esther Weiss, and her father was Aaron Moshe Weiss, I believe. I'm just starting to learn the family. We had no idea of this side of my family at all. And when I discovered I actually had relatives in Tennessee, I couldn't believe it. It was really one of the most exciting things that I've ever experienced, knowing that y'all were all there. It's just been a revelation. And I can't wait to meet a lot of you in person, I hope, in the not-too-distant future. My brother has never been married. I'm married and have 5 sons. They range in age from 40 to about 30. We have 9 grandchildren, the oldest of whom is 6. So you can see that we had a lot of activity in a short amount of time. Our sons are, some of them are here in Tennessee. We do have a son in Richmond, and I heard someone say they live in Richmond, and I have a son, and he's married and has 2 children, has been in pharmaceutical sales. My second son lives in Maryville, and he works in insurance. My third son, and he has a little boy, my third son lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and he has 2 little girls, and they're sort of entrepreneurs and are into a lot of different things. He'll be graduating from law school in May, and he actually works in New York City now, and I think he'd love to meet with some of you that are in the New York area. He works for a company that Michael Bloomberg owns. I don't quite understand it all, but he's very family-oriented and would love to meet any of you that are up there in New York, and he does travel around the country, works for cities on financial stuff, so he's accessible. His twin brother, I hear other twins. That's really interesting. I wondered where all the twins came from. His twin brother lives here in Knoxville and is in the PhD program at UT in psychology. And our youngest son is right now in Valdosta, Georgia. He's a captain in the JAG Corps, Air Force. So we're not quite sure where he may be up near Virginia Beach soon. So
right.
That's one of the places he could.
Give me my number.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, we need to get like phone contacts.
Well, that's on the agenda to discuss. Yes.
Oh, okay. Y'all have all done such interesting things. Primarily, while I lived in New York, I worked in public relations. Worked for Time Magazine for a while. My husband was a broadcast journalist, so we moved a lot of different places. He was on different TV stations, and we ended up here in the Knoxville area. I homeschooled all my children, and I just finished my PhD in educational psychology because I'm a private educator and run what we call micro schools. So there's
wow.
a lot more I can tell you, but there's so many of us. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, it's great, and like
cool.
you say, it's
Thank
amazing. We've all pretty much learned over the past year or so about different branches, and it's just incredible. Randy, are you on the line now?
Yeah, is this better?
It's Terry Weiss-Gary. I just joined as well.
Oh, hey, Terry. We'll
hey, Terry.
Let you introduce yourself in a minute.
No problem.
Okay, well, if y'all can hear me now, maybe this is better.
So.
Good. Okay. Okay, well, I'm from the Tennessee David branch, and I think, like I mentioned earlier, I was an adult before I ever heard anybody say Weiss, because all the folks down our way said Weiss except for the Texas branch. And we have a large group of folks that were based out of Jackson, Tennessee. And I live in Athens, Georgia with my wife Karen, and my two I run a nature center down here, and our two boys are in school in different schools in Georgia. So we're just trying to find out who all these faraway people are that we didn't even know we were related to down here. Because, I mean, David's side of things was a look, you know, that was not something very well known to us down here. So, and I know David Rhodes and I are both cousins, and we're all pretty surprised in a good way about all the folks that we didn't even know about.
Yeah, great. Great, thank you. Hey, Terry, do you want to say hello and introduce yourself?
Sure. I am the granddaughter of Sam Weiss, great-grandchild of what you guys are calling YY, Yaakov Yitzchak, or Jacob Weiss, who never made it to America. My grandfather came to the Lower East Side and then to Brooklyn. He died when I was 1 year old, so I don't have many memories, although I'm told I look exactly like him. And I was raised on Long Island, lived in New York my whole life except for 3 years in London, returned from London in 2016. And since I jumped on, I don't know what else you're sharing, but this sort of happened to me by accident. I did DNA testing, didn't even know that, you know, much of this was available, and one lead led to another, and then you find one person, you find 10,000 facts. So it's pretty fascinating.
It is incredible. Yeah, yeah.
Where on Long Island, by the way?
My parents moved from Brooklyn to Woodmere right before I was born. I'm the youngest by a lot. My dad was 47 when I was born, which was pretty unusual in those days. And I have a much older sister and brother. I was raised in Woodmere, and then, you know, never lived in Long Island after, you know, going off to college.
We're on Long Island.
Where?
We're in East Meadow.
And I grew up.
I don't even know who that is. Can you tell me who? So say your name when you.
This is Michelle.
Michelle Weiss, and this is Jeff Weiss. And I grew up in New High Park with Rich, and we moved to when I got married to Susan. We moved to East Meadow. We've been in East Meadow for about 32 years.
Well,
right.
Yep. A lot of Weisses that ended up on Long Island.
Yep.
Hey.
Okay, anyone?
Terry,
Tiffany? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so my name is Tiffany Stecker. I am Michael Stecker's niece. My dad was Stephen Stecker. He passed away last year. And my mom is Alix Stecker. And I've just been following my uncle Mike's genealogy discovery for the last few years. It's been very interesting. I live in Hyattsville, Maryland, which is the south side of Washington, D.C., with my husband, David, and our 20-month-old daughter, Matilda. And for work, I'm a journalist. Work for another company that Michael Bloomberg owns, and I specialize in energy issues. So that's about me.
Great.
Hey, just a quickie. Rich, I just want to say to Tiffany, I went to first grade in Hyattsville. This is David Brunell over here with the hand on the screen. And we're only, you know, maybe 40 minutes from you. So look forward to connecting at some point.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome. Awesome.
Okay, did we get everybody, or is there anybody there who hasn't introduced themselves? Okay, great. Yes?
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Terry, because you were talking about DNA testing, you came on a little later. This is Harry. We run into each other. Thank you for.
I can't hear. Who is it? Who's speaking?
This is Harry Mandel.
Hi, Harry.
We run into each other for DNA testing. Remember, we learned that your dad was my parents' accountant.
Yeah. No, but that your connection I did know about. I did. That was part of the family that I certainly did know about.
I didn't know about yours, and I just want to say thank you for introducing me to all this. So,
and we live pretty close to each other actually now. Harry and I live quite close to each other now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we live 10 miles away from each other, and I live in Mount Vernon, New York, just north of the Bronx. And it's kind of funny. In Woodmere, she grew up down the street from one of my cousins, so it's kind of small world.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Who married one of my high school friends?
Oh, very nice.
Wow.
But we did know we were related, but my father kind of cut off most of the ties. But Harry's uncle owned a great uncle, I guess, owned a ice cream shop in Brooklyn that many of the cousins worked for at various stages. Many Weisses worked there, including my dad. Pitkin Avenue, but I don't know what that really means.
Oh, I know what it means. I went to a school on Pitkin and Wiona. And so I probably wouldn't know the ice cream store, though.
We're probably talking about in the 30s that my father worked there. Early 30s he probably worked. He worked there while he was in law school.
Uh-huh, okay.
So moving on a little bit, just a little bit of history, at least my history, of the development of the, you know, the Weiss family tree. When my father passed away in 1998, his name was Buddy Bernard Weiss, we found a box that had, I don't know, maybe 50 or 100 photographs, old photographs. Some of them you'll see tonight. Others are on the web. And he also had a handwritten family tree of the Solomon Weiss brothers, Solomon Weiss children, of what the family tree was. And I started doing a little research on that. And over the years, eventually, I mentioned it to David Bank on a few occasions, and maybe Harvey as well, and started asking questions, et cetera. And it was David who said, you know, you really ought to connect with Michael Stecker, who I knew of Michael because I know his family, some of whom are still on the East Coast. And David, I believe, gave me his email. And this is somewhere around 2004, 2005, 2006, somewhere around there. And Michael and I have been communicating back and forth by email all this time. Never once have we had a phone call. Never once have we had a video chat. But we have collected and amassed a ton of information. Michael, much more than me, but I'd like to think I supplied my fair share. And in addition, Michael was the one who discovered, and through DNA matching and research, and so discovered the other branches of the Weiss family other than the Solomon Weiss family. And he has done a phenomenal job of codifying the family tree in a number of resources that we're going to talk about. So we'll go through at least a bit of the family tree today, and I know there's going to be a lot more that we can do in future video conferences. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, I'd like to go through some of the guidelines in a couple of minutes for the rest of the call, which kind of needs to be a little structured so that we can get through some things. One of the things that we'll be discussing is a family directory, because somebody even mentioned, oh, I'd like to have phone numbers and et cetera, et cetera. And we have a fair amount, and it's kind of a touchy thing these days, where some people don't want their names out distributed, some people don't want their phone numbers or emails or whatever. So I did not, if you noticed, I did not copy everybody on the emails. I actually blind copied everybody, at least this time around, so we could at least discuss the family directory and then ultimately distribute it, because I didn't want to impinge on anybody's privacy at this early stage. So we'll talk about setting up a family directory, and then we'll get into a brief review of the family tree, which, as far as Michael and I can go back, starts with Benjamin Weiss. And then we will talk a little bit about him. We'll talk a little bit about the Solomon Weiss branch, which is the branch that I'm from and that, you know, we've researched more than any over the years. We'll do a little demonstration of some of the things that are on the web, so that if you want to go in and look and poke around, you'll be able to do that. We've got some questions about some of the siblings in the Solomon Weiss branch, and we'll also, of course, talk about the other branches, and then we'll talk about what do we want to do from this point forward. Do we, you know, how frequently would we want to have calls? Do we want to do other types of research or whatever? So we'll get into that. Does that all sound reasonable? Okay. Okay. So the first thing is the family directory. So we have, we sent the email to 54 different Weiss members. So we have a fair number of people. We don't have a complete information on these people, but we do know their names. We know what family branch they're a member of. We have their emails. In some cases, we have their location. In other cases, we also have their phone number. And I guess this is the opportunity over the next week or so. If for some reason you do not want to be included in the Weiss family directory, you know, let me know, and I will delete you. And that doesn't mean you can't participate in these things. It just means you, for whatever reason, you don't want anybody to know your personal information, and that's perfectly understandable. Somewhere probably between December 20th and the end of the year, maybe slightly into January, I'll distribute the directory. And if you see missing information about yourself that you would like included, or missing information about a family member that you know of, you just send me an email and I will update it. And probably after the next call or just before our next video call, I will redistribute the directory. Sound good?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Now for our call today, obviously we did our introductions, which if we do nothing else, I think it's just a phenomenal thing to meet everybody, see some of you, if not all of you, get a feel for who you are as a person, which is a great thing. Because right now, many of you, to me, have been just lines on a piece of paper. So that part is great. But as you know, the conference call line, the phone line, is just open. We're not muting anything so that everybody can speak. The downside of that is if everybody speaks at once, nobody's going to understand each other, and we are recording the call, and we won't understand it. So let's try to talk one at a time. And as I mentioned earlier, we'll talk about Benjamin Weiss first and his family, and then we'll migrate down to Solomon and his brothers and sisters and their families. And then we will – actually, we found a bunch of old pictures that we have that we're going to ask if anybody knows who some of these people are. And then we'll figure out what we want to do for additional things on this call. Any thoughts, comments?
Looks like someone just joined us. I don't know her name. She does have great long gray hair. Are you there? Can you hear us?
We're here.
But I realize it's Galicia, which is now Poland, so it's very confusing.
Are we having technical difficulties?
Yes.
I don't know who it is.
Cannot hear her.
I think I saw the name Terry flash by.
There's Gary.
Okay. Well,
I can't see anybody anymore. I lost everybody's picture, but I can hear everyone.
I thought it was Rhoda that was speaking, but we couldn't hear her.
Oh. Well, someone new came on. I heard someone say that someone just joined us. I don't know who that person was.
Yes, I'm not sure. All right. Well, I think we'll just
move on.
Don't move on. Yeah.
Okay.
So This is a photograph, and Michael, obviously, please join in and help out. You know, I'll kind of lead things, but definitely would like your help with some things. But this is a photo that we believe is a photo of Benjamin Weiss, who is the father of all of our grandparents, great-grandparents, et cetera. We don't know anything, or shouldn't say don't know anything. We know a little bit about him, but not a lot. And if anyone knows anything about him, we are hungry for information about him. A couple of things that we do know is that he was likely born in the area of, I guess it's called Galicia, Poland, which we have a map that I'll show you where that is in a minute. Although there is one reference on somebody's death certificate that said their father was Benjamin Weiss and that he was born in Munich, Germany, we suspect that that's incorrect, but I just want to mention it in case anybody has any information about him.
Can I come in and give you some information on Benjamin?
Great. Now, who is this? Is this Harry?
This is Michael.
Oh, Michael. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me tell you how this sort of worked out. Until 2018, I was only aware of two branches of the Weiss family, Solomon, which is Richard's great-grandfather and mine, and David Weiss of Tennessee. The reason I knew about David Weiss is that the matriarch of that family, which we called Aunt Nettie, and the Tennessee Weiss is called Granny Weiss, actually stayed at my parents' home for about a week or two in Detroit. And she was just a wonderful person, talking about her family all the time. Unfortunately, I don't remember most of it. So I knew there were two branches. There was a David Weiss of Jackson, Tennessee, and Nettie, and there was a Solomon Weiss. So that was the 2018. Then near the end of that year, I got I got an email from Elizabeth Weiss. I wish she was on the conference call, but I guess she's not. She was the one that introduced me to all the David Weiss family in Tennessee. And she was the one who sent me that photo of the fork-bearded man, who I assume was probably Benjamin. There was no note on the picture saying that's Benjamin, but it just said where it was photographed. So I just assumed that it was probably him. The other evidence that Benjamin Weiss is the patriarch is if you look, and I think Rich has the picture up, of the tombstone of Solomon Weiss, it says in Hebrew, I translate, it says, Solomon, son of Benjamin.
Oh. It also references him on a number of death certificates and birth certificates.
Yes, it's also on David Weiss of Jackson, Tennessee's certificate and Solomon Weiss's death certificate. It's also on the stone, I think, of Moses Aaron Weiss, mm-hmm. who's Brenda's great-grandfather. So pretty sure it's Benjamin. So it was Elizabeth Weiss that got me started. Then I got an email from a woman I never heard of who said she was doing research for a thought-to-be relative of Weiss, and she saw one of my listings. And her name is Marissa Liefer, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And the woman she was doing work for was, maiden name was Wassner, and her mother was Mala Weiss. In addition to this, I had information from David Allen Rhodes' grandmother, Belva, mentioning several people in the family. Everyone she mentioned from our side was correct. She also mentioned a Milton Mandel, and nobody from our family knew about him, but obviously he's a relative.
That's right.
So,
come in, but
he's the one who owned the ice cream parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So, and then Terry contacted me, and it's sort of interesting. that I had a letter from my grand aunt, Sadie Weiss Burgold, mentioning that she attended the funeral of her first cousin, Sam Weiss, which turns out to be Terry's grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
In that same letter, she says, we have relatives in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Canada, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And giving those two bits of information from Belva Rhodes and Sadie Weiss Burgold to Marissa, she was able to find out all the other branches of the family.
That's how it
worked out.
And just for everybody's information, if you want to see those letters, and I thought about putting them in the slide set, but I decided not to because we'd really be getting into the weeds on this first call. They are on the website, so which I will be sharing with you in a few minutes. The other couple of things. Somewhere I heard or read Benjamin Weiss also went by Benjamin Franklin Weiss.
And that was from Elizabeth Weiss. That's what Elizabeth Weiss thought.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe Michael, you had told me.
Elizabeth,
so it's kind of interesting we had a Benjamin. Yeah, it's kind of interesting we'd have a Benjamin Franklin and a Marie Antoinette in the family.
Right. That's unusual.
Okay. Now, so hopefully you can see the map. This is the area where we believe the Weiss family is from originally. You'll see this name, Sanok, or Sanok, pop up a lot. And this was part of the Kingdom of Galicia, which was really part of the Austria-Hungary Empire in those days.
How old is this map?
Michael can probably tell us that because it came from Michael.
Okay.
What was the question?
No, I said how old is this map and how has it been
That says, right, if you probably can't see it, but it says 1897.
Oh, 1897.
Wow.
Ann McNally map made in 1897.
Right.
Wow.
Now, that area today that where the green box is in the southeast corner of Poland, and we have a lot of documentation from other branches that is the area where the Weisses originated.
Yeah, and this is it's also interesting because
Richard,
when I would ask my father, Buddy Weiss, where our family was from, he always said to me, I don't know exactly, but it was on the Hungarian border. So I never really knew what that meant until I saw this map. So
on that map, it is near the Hungarian border. Today it's near the Slovakian border because all the borders have changed in years.
Correct.
Rich?
Yes.
Rich? Yeah, I have a comment that may be a little helpful.
May I ask who's speaking? Hello?
Can't hear who's speaking.
No, we're not hearing. Is that Randy or?
No, not me.
Okay. I will double back.
I would like to add something. This is Brenda.
Yes, Brenda.
One of the things that I do remember my grandmother saying frequently that they were from Galicia. And I have to be honest, they talked about the tempers. They said that's just the Galiciana coming out. When my aunt would get really angry, it was kind of a family joke. But that rings a bell to me. They would call themselves Galiciana.
Interesting. Very good. That's very, very helpful. And
Michael,
Brenda,
again.
My parents would fight over that. My father called my mother a Litvak, and she called him a Galiciano, and I thought it was Italian.
This is very Michael. I wanted to make a note regarding Brenda's family. We just met each other on the Internet recently. I have a copy of her marriage certificate, and at the time she got married, I think it was around 1912, that's name was Esther Weiss, and her married name is Esther Katz. The address she gave as her home was the same address as Solomon Weiss, Rich and my great-grandfather. So evidently they lived in the same area, and I, from the ship manifest, it looks like Esther, Brenda's grandmother, came over at the same time as my great-grandmother and grandfather.
It's very interesting, very, very interesting. So here is a chart of most of the people that we've been speaking about. It's the, for those of you who are not on the screen online, it's the Benjamin Weiss family tree page. And we see Benjamin Weiss, and we believe he was married to a woman by the name of Sarah Werner. We've seen different variations of her name, but this is kind of the one that we've settled on. And then you can see my great-grandfather, Solomon Weiss, his brother Samuel. There apparently was a brother named Bernard, who I guess my father was named after. And here's David, who's from the Tennessee branch. And Jacob, also what we call YY or Yaakov Yitzhak. Terry, I believe you're from this branch.
Yes.
Moshe Aaron, or Morris Aaron. And their daughter was Esther, who we just heard of. And Rose Weiss, I believe, David Brunel, I think you were discussing Rose Weiss earlier when we were on the line before everybody joined us.
This is right. Michael. Let me come in. There are quite a few Rose Weisses in the family.
Oh, that may have been this Rose Weiss, Solomon's child. Yeah.
You're right.
For instance, I wish she was on. Florence Winter, who's 91, lives in Florida. She knows a lot. That's where her parents is where the family circle meeting, Weiss family circle meetings were.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, I mean,
she's
I remember
still alive?
One or
I didn't
two
know that. Do you know where in Florida she's at?
Yeah, is this Rhoda?
Yes.
Yeah, I can send you her telephone number and email address. She's 91, so she often doesn't answer the email, but she will answer the phone.
Yeah, I know. We do phones a lot.
She knows a lot, obviously, because her parents were Florence and Arthur Winter.
Absolutely, right.
You know, Michael, I don't think
I
have her on our directory.
Phone number. Oh, by the way, there's one other thing I want to mention while Rich is on the family tree. I found descendants of every branch of the tree except for Samuel Weiss. He had four children. I don't know if they're living descendants from him or not. So if anybody knows about Samuel Weiss, no, it's not the Terry's Samuel Weiss.
It was really Shimon. He came to the country as Shimon Simon, and then somehow became Sam.
Yeah. That's one of the things that led Marissa to the connection with the different groups. Of the
family. And I also wonder. I don't know if you can see this, but it looks like his wife was named Annie Werner. I wonder if there was any relation between Sarah.
I think there was a lot of cousins marrying.
And the
Mandels, like YY's wife was Esther Mandel. We think that she was related to Rose Mandel's husband, Weiss Mandel. So this was not uncommon at the time, which also may account for some of the weird DNA readings we get.
So the next few pages... don't try to read them. They're just for demonstration purposes. If anybody would like them, I'll email them out. They'll be bigger or larger. You might be able to read them. It's just to demonstrate how extensive this family tree really is. And you can see this is page one. And this is, by the way, several months old, so we've expanded it even more from this time. And most of this work is what Michael put together. And here's page two. Obviously, at the very top was Benjamin Weiss. And here's page three. So there's literally, I think I counted about 300 people that we've got some information on. So it is quite an extensive branch, extensive family. And sources for seeing this online, there's several things that Michael put together. I'm going to demonstrate a couple of them. In fact, why don't I go to that right now, if I can figure out how to do this. Let me just see something.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow.
We can see everybody's faces.
Cute dog.
Wow. Hi, everybody. Don't ask me.
Rich, if you click the link to the quarantine, it's open up. You used to have to do that
for
class.
Oh, that's Harvey.
Oh, what a cute dog.
David. Okay, let me see if I can get
like
this.
Like a dog.
Get this going here.
Oh.
Okay. Can you see the family search screen?
Yeah.
All right, great. So this is the link that's in the slide set, and I'm just going to sign into it. Oh, man, I did this earlier, and it worked perfectly. And now, of course, it's not going in. Hold on. I'll get us there.
So when you start typing the password manually, sometimes when you copy-paste it, some extra characters.
Yeah, but I did go in earlier. It was not an issue. Mm-hmm. And it's on my, it like automatically logs in. So let's just see if this, there we go. Is everybody seeing it now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So Michael put all this up. Unfortunately, Michael is not on the GoToMeeting. He's on the phone. So I'm going to do a very loose demonstration of this.
I know where everything is. So.
Right.
Okay.
So when you come in, obviously you can see it's called a fan chart, and if you click on a name, you'll get information about that particular individual.
Wow.
I personally like to use the portrait.
Well, you can do that at the upper left. There's
exactly.
You can choose different ways of looking at it.
Right, and that, I'm showing the portrait right now, and I'm going to, because I'm familiar with the line. I'm going to look at, you know, we see first Benjamin, and then we see Solomon Weiss, who is married to Liba, also known as Hannah Weiss. And then I'm going to go into my grandparents, who were Irving Weiss and Pauline Weiss. And then we see my parents, Buddy Weiss and Doris. And unfortunately, my mother passed away in June of this past year. She was almost 95 years old. So it's too bad she couldn't join us, because she might have had some insights as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just to demonstrate how this program works. And then you can see, you know, here's Doris and Buddy's children, Jeffrey and myself. And Jeffrey's married to Susan. I'm married to Iris. And then our children, Brandon, Tracy, and Adam. And Tracy's a spouse. And Jeffrey's children, Michelle and Scott. Now, just so you know, importantly, is that anyone who is living it's not public information. You have to have the user ID and password to get in. So no worries if you're concerned that anybody could see your personal information. They cannot, unless you have the user ID and password, which are, you know, on the slide set that I sent around. Now, in addition, yes,
Michael, coming in again. This is Family Search, which is free, so anybody can look at it. But you need a login thing. In order to see the living, you have to log in as me. You can't use your own account, because it's only open to me, because it's private. They don't
right,
want
and that's the user ID, NGC 7000, and the password step.
You know, and they all do that. The reason I use Family Search is this is going to be around forever. Because it's run by the Mormon Church, and they've been collecting data for 100 years. If Ancestry.com, which is also excellent, they can go out of business tomorrow, and then you won't have anything. So that's why I put it on Family Search. One of the negatives of Family Search is it does not have a search box like Ancestry and the other companies. So if you want to put a name in, there's no way to find it. You have to actually understand the family tree to find people. So that's the negative on the Family Search.
Okay, thank you, Michael. And next I'm going to, and this is not on the slide set, but I'm going to show you a little bit about the website that Michael put together. I'm going into the Solomon Weiss page, and you can see he's got listed here all the siblings. And he's got all sorts of great information and the letters that he talked about, and he's got pictures of pretty much everybody that we can find, et cetera. So,
this is Michael again. Let me come in. All that information is also on Family Search. For instance, under each person, if you go to the person page, there's a thing called memories. Those are photos. So if any of you want to send in photos, I can put them up. The other are sources, which is documentation, like ship manifests, the U.S. Census, and that's the proof that these people, everything that's there is actually correct. So everything on my website is also on this. The reason that this is a better site, as far as I'm concerned, is that when I die, my website will die. This should be around forever.
The Family Search, right.
Family Search, right.
Right. Okay. So, you know, everybody can have access to that. And he also put up an excellent YouTube video, which I'm not going to show because it's, about 15 minutes long or so.
It's pretty long. It's basically a slideshow with music showing the different branches. Of course, there's a lot missing. This was done a few years ago, so before I met Terry and Harry Mandel, so they're not actually in the show.
Right, and there's nice photographs in there as well. So I'm going to just start with Solomon Weiss and quickly go through this because I know we said 7:30 to 9 o'clock. I'm a pretty punctual person. So, you know, we don't have to go past 9 o'clock. We can, you know, schedule another time. But I want to just go through a few slides and some photographs, see if anybody has some insights, and then we can table anything else until our next call. But Solomon Weiss was born around 1853, and we have a lot of information on him. As you can see, we've got his death certificate, and you can see here he lists his father as Benjamin Weiss from Austria, mother Gittel. If you recall, we had it listed as I think Sarah. But as you said, they had different.
There were several first names on different documents. So the first name is not definite. The Sarah was the most common, but we're not sure of the first name. But the last name, Werner, I am sure of.
Mm-hmm. And we've got his naturalization papers, which was interestingly, Wolf Hollander was one of the signers of that, I guess the witness to it.
Right.
We believe this is his ship manifest that shows Solomon Weiss. There were actually two manifests, so we think he may have gone back and gotten invisible.
Well, there's
or
still
got
one.
His family.
The thing is that Solomon came to America first, and then his wife came about 2 years later with the children. Mm-hmm. So those are the two ship manifests I found. I think they're correct. And if you look at Solomon's, that composite I made, if you look carefully, it sort of looks like he came from Schwanee, which is a small town near Sanok, Poland. So I'm pretty sure that's him.
Right. Just thought I'd throw this picture in because I thought it was interesting. We have and I actually have the actual invitation to his golden wedding anniversary that took place in 1925 at Knapp's Mansion in Brooklyn, which was interesting. And we have here you see this is what Michael was mentioning earlier, his headstone, Shlomo Ben Binyamin.
Oh, okay. Are you guys seeing the updates?
I'm sorry?
I'm still seeing the family tree on the screen.
Yeah, I'm only seeing the tree, yeah.
Oh, weird. Let me do this.
Oh, now I see all your faces.
Sorry. I think I might have made a mistake in the...
I'll put my face up next time.
Are you now seeing a picture of Solomon?
Yep. Now we're seeing.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. And here are the documents we've been discussing. The death certificate, naturalization, ship manifest, the anniversary invitation, and the headstone.
Does anyone know where Solomon is buried? Is it in Brooklyn?
Yes. I will show you. I'll show you the. I have another picture of the whole family plot.
Yeah, on my website, I have a page dedicated to him that gives exactly where he is located in the cemetery.
Yeah, and I've actually been there with my wife, Iris. We were there about 2 years ago, and I had been there once before. Well, several times before, unfortunately for burials, but we were there, and I took pictures of the headstones and the like. Yeah, go ahead.
As I understand, there are two Weiss plots in the cemetery. I think your father, actually, Buddy, mentioned that in his documentary.
Well, yeah, yes. There's the one in it's actually, I think it's right on the border of Brooklyn and Queens. I'm not sure if it's Brooklyn or Queens. Actually, I think it is Queens. I think it's I have the address. So it's Cypress Avenue in Ridgewood, which I think is Queens. And then there's a newer family plot in New Jersey, Cedar Park Cemetery, where my father, Buddy, and my mother, Doris, and Ruth Bank, and Henry Burgold, and a bunch of other people are located.
Lillian Weiss and Max Lefkowitz are there.
Yes, and Sam Stecker, I believe, is there, right, Michael?
That's right. Yeah,
right.
That's correct.
I even have a burial place because we all paid for upkeep for that the one in Brooklyn, Queens. So we have I have a space there. I'm not going there, but it's there.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of that, I'll tell you what happened with that. Apparently, the Weiss family, Solomon Weiss family, bought the space, but they did not buy the perpetual care. So actually, my wife and I decided that the family should have perpetual care. So a number of years ago, we took care of that. So that's handled. And most of these many of these people, I shouldn't say most, some of these people are in that cemetery, which I will show you their headstones in a couple of minutes. But this was Solomon Weiss's children. And some of them were actually adopted. And frankly, I'm not sure which ones were the adopted. I believe two or three of them were adopted and not natural born. So if anybody has any insight into that, we'd like that.
Michael coming in again. Solomon took care. A lot of people stayed there. My mother, who is the granddaughter, stayed there. Malcolm, who is Rhoda's father, stayed there. And I think Esther, who is Brenda's grandmother, stayed with him. So they were pretty good about taking in family.
It seems like they were very good because a lot of the census documents have them listed, have different family members listed.
Yeah.
There was also Simon, right, who was like a nephew or something? Simon?
That's my grandfather who became Sam.
Sam.
I think when he first came to the country, the records show that he came actually to Philadelphia, and depending on what numbers you use, he's either 12 or 14 years old, came alone, and then went to stay. I think that Marissa found the original census, connected it, that he stayed there. And this would have been the late 1890s.
My goodness, look at that. Yeah.
So here's a photograph of the Weiss plot. And there's some people here that we don't have a lot of information. For example, this Judith was actually a child who was maybe 6 years old when she passed away. And we believe that she was the daughter of David and Ray Scheinberg.
Yeah, that's correct. As I recall, my mother, they never got over her passing at the age of six.
This was David speaking, David Brunel?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then there was this Rachel Leah, who don't have any information really on. And then we have Solomon and his wife. And then my grandparents, Irving and Pauline, Esther, and somewhere Barney and Sarah are here. I'm not sure if they are marked or not. I don't think there's headstones for them.
This is Michael coming again. There for the other people, there are quite a few Esthers in the family. I think that Esther was Solomon's daughter, but
right, who never married.
Brenda's grandmother was also an Esther, and then there were quite a few Esthers in the family.
Okay. Now, there's some unknown people from some photographs, and I thought we would spend a few minutes going through these. Michael, for your information, David Brunel and I were on ahead of the group, and he identified these are the four Weiss men in the photographs. David says that David Brunel says David Weiss is the person on the, as we're facing the picture, the far right. And he's pretty sure of that.
David Weiss, and I'm sure David Rhodes will confirm it, is the man with the suspenders.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think David will say the same thing.
No, David Rhodes said it was not him.
That's
suspenders. Correct.
Next to him, the elderly man next to him, I don't know who he is. He could be, I'm just guessing, Morris Aaron Weiss or possibly Sam Weiss, but that's just a guess. And then there's two younger men. You said one of them was...
Yeah, I'm sure that's my grandfather, Irving.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen lots of photographs of him, and that's him.
I really would like to know who that elderly fellow, real thin fellow is next to...
the one with the big question mark next to it. Anybody have any clues?
Uh-uh.
The idea that it might be Uncle Joe. I
Uncle
remember
Joe?
Meeting him once or twice in my childhood. He lived in California mostly.
He doesn't look like Uncle Joe to me.
I know Joe very well. None of those guys are Uncle Joe.
Okay.
And the one with the suspenders, if somebody said it was David, it was not David, my grandfather, I can tell you that. David, my grandfather, is the one on the far right looking at the picture.
No, the one with the suspenders is, this is David Rhodes. He's my great-grandfather, Jackson, Tennessee.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. That's what Elizabeth told me.
Okay, well, that sounds
good. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
The others I'm not sure of.
Okay.
Only David Weiss at Tennessee is the only one I'm sure of.
Okay, and I'm very sure that's Irving Weiss.
And then Irving, right.
Yeah.
That one I didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff, you do have the picture in front of you, Jeff?
Yeah, that's Grandpa Irving.
Yeah, you see?
He looks
okay.
A lot like Grandpa Buddy. I never realized how much.
Adam and I were just saying the same thing. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Right.
Okay, now we have the family picnic. And I don't know if you could see this picture, but we have quite a few people identified, but there are still some that we're really not sure of, and we're hoping some of you have some insight to this family.
That was in that photo, and that was taken at a family circle meeting at the Winters house.
Okay.
But I don't know who the people are, those three people at the lower left.
Right.
They may be Hollanders, but I'm not sure.
Roughly what year was that?
I don't know when it was, but I would look like I was about 5 or 6, and I was born in 43, so it was probably around 48, 50 maybe, circa 1950.
That's you on the left in the picture? The
lower left.
Yes.
There's an elderly man, and then there's two women.
Right.
Now, David Bank had some insights on that, on the women. The older man,
I have no idea.
He is so familiar to me, but I just cannot put a name to it. I know I have seen this gentleman either in pictures or in person, and it's not clicking.
Yeah, well, same. Hey, I recognize him too, but I don't know who he is. But I'm in the photo. I'm the little boy in the photo on the left.
Right.
I'm 76.
And we think this might be Ruth Bank. Michael, just as we're facing you. and your father to the right, we think that might be Ruth Bank, but maybe Harvey and David could give us some insight on that.
David?
I was talking to Rich earlier. It's possible, and the woman behind her might be Miriam, because Max, their father, is right behind them.
Right.
Yeah, I recognized him,
Right.
But it's tough, you know. I didn't know my mother at that age. I was maybe 2. I guess I did know her. But
Yeah. Okay. Again, if anybody, you know, at any point in time thinks that they might know who some of these people are, just shoot me an email or something, or shoot Michael an email and just tell us to call you, and we'll call you, and, you know, we'll go through it. If, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and say, gee, I know who that person is. Okay. Now, this is very interesting. There's actually a video that I got this. I made a still picture of this video. This is actually a picture of the atomic bomb, one of the atomic bombs that was dropped in Japan.
That was the Nagasaki bomb, the second bomb.
The Nagasaki bomb. And as we can see here.
Yeah, that's video is on YouTube, by the way.
Right. There's an H. Weiss.
There's the name Weiss on it. But I'm sure it's not one of ours.
It may not be, but I just thought I'd put it out there to see if anybody had any insights on it.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, and then we have a bunch of pictures here.
Rich.
Yes.
Sydney signed it.
What?
Uncle Sydney signed it.
But it's
my goodness.
Yeah, we have a picture of the whole bomb. We're showing Uncle Sydney signing it.
Really?
Better picture where it's an S, not an H.
Because it looks like it's H Weiss on the, or N Weiss on the photograph. But
so
I know
we
Sydney
have,
was.
We have a picture of him signing the whole bomb.
We'll try our best. And get it
your best to find that picture.
Was Sydney from New York? Because it says from New York right above.
Who's
talking
Sydney
about was from New York. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, that was Jeff and Michelle.
Avery, I know.
Yeah.
Right. That would be great. We knew that Sydney was actually a naval officer who was involved somewhere in the development of nuclear submarines. But
he was in World War I and World War II.
Right. So maybe that's a fancy S or something. I don't know. But I'd love to have that picture. That would be a cursive S.
Yeah, that looks like a cursive
capital,
S.
Capital
cursive
Jesse
S. Has the picture?
Well,
that's what he's saying.
That's interesting.
Yes. Okay. Last few minutes. Here's another set of pictures. If anybody has any ideas who any of these people are, I would love to know. We would love to know. The person in the bottom right looks very familiar to me, and I believe the one in the upper middle could be my grandma Pauline, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm about 60% sure.
In the middle?
Yeah.
Which one?
This one.
Oh, you think that's Grandma Pauline?
I think it might be.
Jeffrey, what do you think?
Hello?
Jeff? Are you there?
We're all here.
We're here.
Oh, so do you think that's your grandmother in the middle?
I can't tell.
Got to blow it up, make it a little bigger. Anybody have any other insights of who any of these other people are? Again, these are from the box that I had found with all the photographs that my father left.
Did you go through the pictures that are in the attic in Florida?
No, we have to do that.
Okay.
I just told Dad I want you to go through all the pictures in the entire house, so we'll have to figure some out, and I'll scan as many as I can.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Please, anybody who has photos, please send them in, and I'll put them on the family search.
So that kind
yes,
of covers, that kind of
if, there, if there's
yes.
if there's more pictures of the family circle meetings, anybody has that would be really great.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, that other photo with me in it is a family circle meeting.
Yes, but David was saying if there are any other photos that anybody has.
David, who mentioned Sidney Weiss signing the bomb, I forgot who.
That was my brother Jeffrey.
Does anybody know how he
okay,
got to sign
oh, really?
The bomb?
Well, as I mentioned, that we know that he was a naval officer, and he did work on, we were told, my father told us that he did work on the development of nuclear submarines. So there may be some relationship there.
I have a picture someplace. I'll have to look for it.
Okay, great. Okay, so we're at our 9 o'clock time frame. We got through with most of the stuff. I would like to, at this point, pose what we would like to do in a future call and when we would like to have that future call. So if anyone has any thoughts, please, you know, give us your thoughts.
Well, I'll just say this has been one terrific effort by the two of you primarily, but others have contributed, obviously. But it's really got us, for the very first time, with some sense of, you know, whither goeth the Weiss family. And I just can't express enough thanks to all of you who've brought it this far. So I would say something like probably not later than 2 months from now, but maybe 2 months from now is one thought. Maybe one month from now is, you know, just the rush of the new year, and maybe it doesn't need to be that soon, but I'd hate to see it 3 or 4 months from now.
Okay, so maybe sometime in February, something like that?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Sounds like a good idea.
Sounds good.
Yeah, hopefully people will have gathered more information in the next few months that they'll be able to give to you, Rich, and then you can put it up on the screen for everyone to see.
Absolutely. And likewise, if you have topics that you'd like discussed with the family, send them to me, and we'll put them on the agenda for the next the next call.
Dad, can I jump in with a quick question/comment?
Sure, of course.
When you had a picture of the presumed Benjamin Weiss with the fork beard, somebody started talking and said, I think I may have some information or something like that. But then we lost their connection, and then we kind of moved on. So I just wanted to revisit that and see if
no,
there
was
somebody that had
actually,
information.
Actually, that was Michael Stecker who came back and said that he'd gotten the picture from,
oh,
I think, Elizabeth Weiss, if you recall the conversation.
Right? Yeah. And I asked her if a name was written on it, and the only thing written on it was Linz, Austria, which is a city, which is probably where they made the photo. So I was assuming that it's probably him, but I don't know for a fact. I don't know who that man is, but he looks like of the correct generation from the photo.
And if there's other, you know, some of the Tennessee Weisses or Terry, if you have some things that you'd like to questions that you'd like to ask the group or whatever, just funnel them everything through me, and I'll be happy to put a list together, and we'll send it out.
Well, I'm going to sign off because I got to go.
All right.
Yeah, this
all right.
Is Michael
nice
again.
To see.
There's,
nice
there's...
to meet everybody. Bye.
You got
yep,
to see
nice
your kids.
To meet
I got
you
to
all.
See my kids. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
This is Michael again. There's one thing that I would like to know is, are there any descendants of Samuel Weiss? He's the only one of the Weiss brothers where I could not find descendants.
Yeah, I have nothing, but I just remember him. I mean, but I, that's it.
Well,
that's
Michael, were they the branch from Scranton, Pennsylvania?
No, that was part of the YY branch. That was the two youngest brothers from YY. Well, one brother that went to Scranton. Two brothers married sisters, and one of them went to Scranton. And I have connected to the descendants relatively, you know, since all this began.
Okay.
They would be my second cousins, your third.
Yeah, there's so many people now you saw the family chart. It's like impossible to memorize everybody. So
want to say, you may have said this before I jumped on, I really would think that there would be a benefit to everybody and anybody doing the DNA testing. I'm on 23andMe and uploaded onto MyHeritage. Marissa, who's the genealogist hired by one of my second cousins that I didn't know existed, she believes that actually Benjamin Weiss may well have had two wives, both last name Warner. They may have been sisters, they may have been cousins, which may account for some of the other, why Michael and I don't match, but I match very closely to other people like Brenda. So it would be kind of interesting. I think the more, you know, when you start seeing mutual matches, you can learn maybe we find descendants of that Samuel Weiss.
Terry, it's funny you mention that because I know I've talked with Michael and we don't seem to match at all, but I match to a Pamela Stecker fairly, somewhat highly. I went on both 23andMe and Ancestry, and I uploaded both results to MyHeritage and Family Tree DNA. So I'm pretty spread around.
Yeah, who is speaking?
This is Michael again. I think there's something unusual about the search engines on these because, for instance, Betty Weiss, who's from the Tennessee group, she matches to me, but I don't match to her. So figure that one out.
So I think you should contact them. It may be that they only show you the first 2,000 matches or something like that.
Sorry, who was speaking before Michael?
Yeah, who was speaking before Michael?
Harry, maybe?
What about me? Yeah. Yes?
Harry Mandel?
Yeah.
Okay,
but
great.
Like Pamela, I think, was like, I don't know, like 30th on my list there. I mean, she was pretty high on my list. It was like a high, I think it was like a 1-point-something% match on 23andMe, and it was like somewhere in the...
What's Pamela's last name?
It was Pamela Stecker?
There is
that
no
was
Pamela
the one Stecker that was...
Pamela, as far as I know.
Okay, that's weird, because that's
so
the one Stecker, that one person without last name who showed up, yeah.
The head archaeologist at Jewish Gen's last name is Stecker, by the way, and we are not related at all.
And Harry and I match more closely than you think, but we do think that we're related on both. We're double related.
We're like at about 3%. Like on MyHeritage, you're my highest match, and I think on 23andMe, you're like number 4 or something, Terry. You're pretty high on everything. Yeah.
They
know on MyHeritage, you're number 1.
On me too. Yeah,
I'm sorry,
I think there's something tricky because, Harry, you also match and share DNA with relatives from my mother's side of the family. So there's something kind of quirky about the way there must be something additional. And same thing with Brenda. And that's not uncommon amongst Jews. It's called endogamy, I think.
Yeah,
and
endogamy.
It's because, you know, multiple families, there just weren't that many of us to start with. So
yeah, this is my question again. As Terry knows, third cousins or more distant may not match with DNA because of the way the chromosomes cross over when the gametes are formed. So that's another
problem. You only get 50% from each parent, and you don't know which 50% you got first.
Right.
Yep.
Sorry, we couldn't hear whoever was speaking.
Oh, sorry. My daughter came by. She was asking me something about what was on there. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I should mute.
No worries. So
she's asking who these people. She asked who all these people are. So anyway,
all relatives.
You want to say hi, Samantha? You say a quick hi to them all.
Meet your relatives. Hi, Samantha.
I didn't get a webcam. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt them, but okay. Yeah, I got to use a webcam the next time I do this. But sorry about that, everyone.
No worries. That's why we have both. You know, so at least you can participate.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess that will conclude our program for tonight, but we will get another program set up in February, and I'd love to hear from everybody. And I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to finally see everyone rather than just seeing a name on a family tree. It's really great, and your insights and histories are tremendous. So
I'll get a webcam set up next time.
Okay, that would be great. That would be great. So with that, thank you all, and all have a great holiday season, a good evening, and we'll be all be in touch.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, bye now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi. I'm going to be signing off in a second.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Rich.
Yes.
David Brunell.
Oh, hi, David.
Just let me leave a question or two on the table. One is, I'd really be interested in anybody, if anybody knows any more about my grandfather, David Weiss's first wife, Ray Scheinbar. I just know that somehow I may have heard it. It's too dim in my memory. I think it was a unfortunate passing for some reason, and I'd be interested in if anybody picks up anything about that.
Sure.
And she was very, very beloved.
I remember her.
Well, it was
a little bit. I was very.
You
young.
Do remember?
I believe so. And
because all I remember is his second wife Irma, who was much less beloved.
I don't remember her at all. I remember when Ray Scheinberg passed away, and I went to her funeral. I do remember that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
is she buried on Long Island?
I have no idea.
I think so.
The foggiest.
Yeah. Okay, we'll put that.
I think it was the death of Ray and the daughter Judith that were catalysts to my grandfather becoming a Christian Scientist.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And
that makes sense. That would be very traumatic.
And then back to that photo of four men.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That other person could have been a David, the one that was originally termed David, but it wasn't the David Weiss who was my grandfather. That was the person on the right. This other one may have been another David that was part of some ranch or part of the family in some way. I have no idea who that is.
Well, I'm gonna mark that person on the right as your grandfather David.
But somebody swears that the guy in suspenders was named David too, and he may well be. Maybe there's two Davids in the picture.
There are two Davids there are multiple Davids in the family, so it could be one. And the one on the right is significantly younger than the other one, so it may be, you know, your grandfather and the other one may have been in a different generation.
Right, right. Yeah, no, that occurred to me as you spoke. The last thing I want to say is I have no privacy issues whatsoever. So if anybody wants, I mean, you can put, you know, my communications down, and I'd welcome any of the extended family to be in touch as they wish, or if they're in the Washington area, like the one that lives in Hyattsville, you know, I'd be happy to host them or welcome them anytime, you know, if they want to, you know, come by the farm.
Great. Very nice. Very nice of you.
So that's it. Listen, thanks a million.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to the call in February.
Okay. Super. Cheers.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.